Now, what if Jesus was here tonight and you were standing before him as you are, Brother Branham? Now, Jesus would know just what was wrong with you. And he'd come over and pick up the children as he did, lay his hands on them and bless them. You'd get well, wouldn't you? That's right. You'd get well. But, of course, Jesus has went away and has sent back his gifts into the church. Is that right? Mighty young to have that son. Have a coughing, asthmatic-like in the throat. Isn't that right? Asthmatic cough. Laying down many times you have to raise. It just coughs you and hurts you so bad. That's a horrible thing. God bless you, little boy. You've got a very tender spirit. It's your mother sitting right there, isn't it? Do you believe too? That's your little sister sitting right there also. She's got sinus trouble. Isn't that right, honey? Your mother has hay fever. Isn't that right? She has dropsy also. God bless this little lad with his tears running down his cheeks. Let the mother stand and the little girl stand. All the Spirit of God is here tenderly. Put your hands over on mother, sister, and mother to the girl. Our Heavenly Father, let thy mercies come now to these people, and may they go from here tonight and all of them get well. Grant it, Lord. I rebuke the devil that's binding them. May he come out of them in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Look, little lad. Touch your lips. See, your asthmatic condition's gone. If all this dust on the floor and things like this, you'd be coughing your head off if you'd catch that. You're healed now. God bless you. Go and may God be with you. You believe, sir, or just ask God, God will heal you.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ, may the healing power of God strike your body and make you well. Amen. I go believing with all your heart. And thank you, Lord Jesus. Would you come, sir? What do you think? Excuse me. Excuse me. Do you believe with all your heart?
I believe.
Would you like to go home and eat your supper?
Yes,
oh, go ahead. Jesus Christ will make you well. God bless you. God bless you. Now, you're going to serve.
Yes,
all your life. God bless you. All right, come then. Believe God will heal your eyes and make you well? You do? Will you accept your healing now from Jesus Christ, the Son of God? Lord Jesus, I pray that you will heal her. And may she go from here tonight and receive her sight in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you now. Go believing with all your heart. Would you come? I didn't say one word to you. You believe that you're in his presence now? While you're in this building, you're in his presence. Is that right? And you accept your healing. Then that female trouble has left you. All right, now you can go. God's peace be with you. Let's say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Do you believe, sir?
Yes, sir. I'm a minister, and I'm threatened with eye trouble that has seriously handicapped my ministry.
You're a minister and have eye trouble.
Yes.
Huh? And stomach trouble.
Yes.
So just go on off and eat your supper and praise God and preach the gospel.
Amen.
Amen. Let's say praise the Lord. Amen. And oh, thanks be to the Lord Jesus. My soul cries out and magnifies him who is the author of my life and your life. He is the author of everlasting life, the giver of every good gift. And sweet and lovely to those who love him. No wonder he's so. Oh, I love to pour the adoration of my heart to him. His joy unspeakable and full of glory to serve him. Never do I have a desire for anything else but to serve our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You don't get over that foot trouble, brother. You do. Stop smoking cigarettes then and serve the Lord and you can have it. Will you do it? All right. God bless you. Go on and get well. Amen. Blessings of God rest upon you all. Hallelujah. Something strikes my soul and sways me when I know his presence is around. Oh, what a feeling. My clothes fit me right. Everything when I know that he's near.
You may call me a fanatic. That'll be all right. If it takes fanaticism to believe Jesus Christ, then I'm a fanatic. Amen. I love my Lord. And I know His blessings is with us. And we are the sheep of His fold. Let us come into green pastures and eat to our heart's desire. Amen. Praise the Lord. Would you come, lady? No. Let's see what's wrong. Now, you just have faith and just believe that with all your heart. How do you do, lady? Yes, that's still colored lady I was speaking to. Just have faith there, brother. Jesus Christ is present now to make you well. Do you believe? All your heart. Had quite a time getting here, didn't you? A lot of traffic on the road, isn't it? When you got behind that bus, that was terrible, wasn't it? You're awfully nervous, aren't you? Got a lot of temper that causes that nervousness. You're trying to get rid of it. You've got a lot of domestic trouble, too, that's bothering you. Isn't that true? Yes. Your boy back. Your daughter, stepdaughter, left with him. She's got a foul spirit. She went somewhere with him to a country where they'll see these great big trees, big pine trees. It's near a lake or a seaside or something or another. I'd say Washington or something like that, along in the state of Washington. Is that right? Tacoma. I thought it looked like along that Puget Sound. You believe it? She'll be healed? You believe that the boy will return?
I believe it. I will.
Will you accept Jesus Christ's promise that all things work together for good? And you're ready to quiet yourself down and submit yourself to His will? Come here. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, be merciful to this woman. And may Thy Spirit come upon her. And may she be made whole, Lord. Give to her the desire of her heart. Grant these kind blessings, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now go believing, go rejoicing, being happy. Now look, ladies. If God Almighty can reveal your life here before this audience, He certainly, if He knows what was, He will know what will be. Is that right? Now don't worry. Worry hasn't got one bit of value to it at all.
No.
See? What would worry do any good? But faith does do good. Yeah. So have faith. God bless you. All right, come, lady. You believe?
Amen.
You want to get over the asthma?
Amen.
Or just accept Jesus Christ now as your healer?
Amen.
With all your heart?
Amen.
Now, what you got on your mind is to go lay hands on me. Yes, come here. All right, Lord Jesus, You said according to Your faith, I pray that You'll heal her now in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. I go on thanking God and get over it and don't bother it anymore. All right. Have faith in God now. Believe with all your heart and you shall receive all your blessings. Amen. Now, I'm not reading the people's mind, as some of you thinking out there now. That's wrong. Here, this is a man standing here. I've never looked at him. Put your hand on my shoulder, sir. Can God reveal to me what's wrong with you? You don't get over the asthmatic condition, too? If you do? All right. I've never looked you in the face, so I couldn't be reading your mind. You got asthma? You're nervous. Going off the platform, be well in Jesus Christ's name. Vision, friend, not reading mind. It's vision. Have faith in God. Believe with all your heart. All right. Come. So nervous. Eye condition bothering you. Astigmatism. You want God to make you well? He has done it. You believe it? All right, that settles it. Father, thank You for our faith, and may she go from here and not be troubled anymore. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
I go rejoicing, Mother, thanking God, and you shall receive just exactly what you've asked for. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. The Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is He. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame.
Wonderful is my Redeemer. Praise His name.
You believe? You believe that arthritis is going to leave you now and you're going off the platform? Well, just hobble right on off the platform, stomping your feet up and down. Don't get into it. Oh, that's right. Amen. You believing now with all your heart? All right. Come. How do you do? You believe? I believe that, Mother. It troubles your eyes, isn't it? Cataracts over your eyes. There's something strange about you. Do you believe me as God's servant? I believe that. You've been a traveler, haven't you? You're a missionary, that's what you are. You've been over many waters. Is that true? Around the world three times. All the mission fields. God be with you. My sympathy goes for you. And my admiration goes for you. You've got you're connected with somebody that's an official in a school or son-in-law or something. It's Asbury College. That's where it's at. You're in Methodist, aren't you? From Wilmore, Kentucky. Is that right? God bless you. Oh, God, give this woman her sight. I pray that the cataract will die and this woman will be well. God bless this old handmaid of yours who's traveled the seas. And may she be healed in Jesus Christ's name. I ask the demon of darkness to never blind these eyes over, that she'll see yet to glorify Jesus Christ. In His name we ask it. Amen. God bless you, Mother. Go on your road rejoicing now and be well. Let's say praise be to God. All right. Amen. Hallelujah.
What happened to something?
How do you do? You want to get over that old nervous condition and go home, get well, be made whole? You believe God will make you that way? Lord Jesus, may thy hands of grace and power be laid upon her. May she go from here tonight and be healed, sound, and well. I pray that her faith will not fail in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. I go rejoicing now and say, thank you, Lord Jesus. That's the time. Amen. All right, come, lady. You believing with all your heart?
Yes.
Believe it, God will make you well.
Yes.
That's the way to believe it. Blessed be the Lord Jesus Christ. A vision appeared right here. It's somebody that's sitting right in here somewhere. I couldn't see the face well. It's got something wrong with her hands, kind of a breaking on their hands. Right in here somewhere. I see somebody was something on their hands. It's a blood eruption. That's what it is. Blood disease or something. It's making it sitting right in there. Oh, yes. No wonder. God bless you. All right. Now, do you want to deal with the heart trouble?
Yes.
Go rejoicing, saying, thank you, Lord. Get well. Amen. Let's say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Now, how do you do, sir? You believe that God will make you well? You know the heart trouble? And you also are anemia? Is that right? Do you believe that God will make you well? I heard your doctor, what he said to you. Go and accept Jesus Christ as your healer, and you shall have it. God bless you, my brother, in Jesus' name. Let's say praise be to God.
Hallelujah.
Have faith now. Be reverent. Believe with all your heart. Bring the man. That's kind of a bad place there, isn't it? It's a rug down there. Yes, sir. All right. We are strangers, sir. We are. I don't believe we ever met in life. But God knows us both, doesn't He?
Yes, sir, He does.
Now, as far as your healing, Jesus Christ has purchased that when He died at Calvary. I'm just His servant to try to help you to have faith. You understand that, don't you?
Yes, sir.
You're seriously ill, sir. You have been operated on. You was operated on for a gallbladder condition. Yes, sir. Now, that's, looky there, that's a shot. Just hold right here to the side of this. Yes, sir. In the operation, they found something else, didn't they? Yes, sir, and it's in the intestinal tract.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You believe God will heal you of that? You do. If I'll ask Him and you'll believe Him, then it'll have to happen more. Now look, sir. You realize that you just got, the doctor told you 6 months. Is that right? You know that within a few moons, you're going to pass to the other side. You only have one hope, my brother.
I don't care if I can't get well. At least tomorrow, I wish you were here.
Certainly.
Get well. I'm ready to do it.
But what would you do if He let you live? Testify of Him and glorify Him.
Is it where I'll go anyway?
God bless you. That's the way to feel. That's the way.
Okay.
Sir?
Yeah,
all right. Now, let us pray and ask Him. Lord Jesus, the Son of God, as this dying man stands here before me, confessing that he has accepted you as his Savior, he believes in you, I pray, Father, that you will bless the man and will heal him, and may the doctors be surprised when they look back at him again and say, what's happened to you, man? Then he'll give praise and glory to thee. For we ask it in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, my brother. God bless you. Say, I want to talk to you just a minute. Wait a minute. That's right. See? You stop that. Give it up to God. God bless you. See? God had to reveal that. God bless you. Just go rejoice. Let's say praise be to God. Amen. Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love. You believe with all your heart? Hallelujah. The Lord bless you, my sister. Only believe. Have faith in God. Got a back trouble that's hurting you there. You just kept holding on to God. You were crying out to Him and praying, believing that God would make you well. Having faith, isn't that right? All right, sir. He's heard you, so don't worry no more now. God's peace be upon you. Sitting there with a stomach trouble, second one in back there. If you want to be healed too, just believe God. God will make you well. Standing right over you now. And a table sitting there where I know you're refusing your food. Yes, but you believe that He makes you well? All right, sir. The lady sitting next to you there too? Yes, sir. You believe that God will make you well? All right, God will be with you. That's right. Sir, you're for a very just cause. You want to quit smoking and go and be made well and healed of God. You're fixing to leave town tonight, aren't you? Fixing to go away. God's here to make you well and send you away from here rejoicing and happy if you'll just believe Him with all your heart. Do you accept Him now as your deliverer? Almighty God, may your spirit come upon the man. May he go away from here tonight and praise you the rest of his days. God, grant it in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Now go rejoice and say thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Every person sitting in here tonight should be well right now.
Amen.
Do you believe that young man sitting there in the wheelchair? You do believe that? Do you believe that, sir, sitting over there in the wheelchair? Anybody can see that you are, what's wrong with you? You're crippled. It's these people that look well as the things where the mystery comes. Little lady, what do you think about it? You believe that Christ will make you well? How many sick people in here raise their hand and say, I believe that Christ will make me well right now? I want to quote something to you. I want to do it. The only not striking me so hard at this time because I skipped a few of them through there without saying nothing to them or watching for a vision. So I could do this at the end of the line. There was in the Bible three lepers set at the gate one time of the city of Samaria. It was besieged by the Syrians. And they were lepers. In the city, they were killing one another's children and eating the children. They'd eat all the bark off the tree and the grass off the ground. And these lepers said, well, the Syrians had them besieged and they starved them to death. Now they said, why set we here until we die?
Right.
Now we got to do something. Now let's see. There's only two roads. One of them led in the city. They had three things they could do. They could go into the city when the gates opened again. Or they could sit where they were, or they could go down to the camp of the Syrians. Well, they said, If we go into the city, there's no food there because the people are eating one another's children. So there's no food there. And if we sit here, we're sure to die. So we only got one hope. That is, we'll go down to the Syrians. If they kill us, we'll go die anyhow. We're going to die. So if we go down to the host of the Syrians, if they kill us, we die anyhow. But if they save us, then we live. Now they only had one chance, and that was going down to the host of the Syrians. Now what a chance that was to an enemy and them lepers. So you're not in that position tonight. But perhaps you're sitting in these chairs, you've got cancer, you're eat up with cancer, TB and so forth. There's not a thing on earth that you can do about it. Your doctor has done all he can do. Medical science, everything has done all they can do. And if you're sitting there, you're bound to die in that condition. So let's do something about it. We got a chance tonight. And that's not go down to the enemy's camp, but come to your lovely Heavenly Father who's promised to heal you. You're going to die anyhow. So let's come and believe His Word. He may save you. Not He may, He will, He has. He's just only wanting you to believe it and exercise a little faith. Can you do that? Can you believe tonight for anything? Oh, my brother, sister, if you could only take a hold yonder and say, "Yes, Lord Jesus, I believe it." If you believe it deep enough in your heart, there's not enough devils in this country to keep you from being healed tonight. All heavens and earth will pass away, but God's Word shall never pass away. Is that right? Now, He said, whatsoever things you desire, I have to watch over the audience. People are being healed sitting right along here now. After I'm gone from here, weeks, you'll still be hearing of people being healed. Saying, "Well, that just left me, that just left me." It's happening all over the building right now. It does each night, I see it like that. If I go to looking close to it, then it's just one vision from another, and then it gets a week, I can hardly go through the meeting. But let you and I tonight rise and say, "Lord Jesus, I've sat here long enough. I'm coming to you tonight believing with all my heart that you're going to do it right now for me." Will you believe it? Now, I'll tell you what I want you to do. I want you to bow your head everywhere. Now, I'm going to pray for you. And now, if you believe the commission of the angel, he said, if you'll be sincere, get the people to believe, nothing shall stand before the prayer. Now, look, friends, think of King George of England when he was healed with multiple sclerosis. We had prayer for him. Think of Florence Nightingale, her grandmother, the founder of the Red Cross, with about 60 pounds of weight, lay dying under the cancer on the duodenum of the stomach. Laying there dying, the little dove flew into the bush there, and the Spirit of God come and said, "Thus saith the Lord, she shall live," and she weighs 155 pounds in perfect health. Think of Congressman Upshaw sitting bound in chairs and bed for year after year for 66 years, and right in a moment's time, raised to his feet, run through the building, touched his toes, was perfectly made normal and well. Just think of the thousands and thousands of people that's been healed. Why sit we here until we die? Let's do something about it. Now, if God would respect the prayer, I'm asking each one, don't pray for yourself, pray for somebody else. Don't pray for yourself, I'm going to pray for you, you pray for somebody else. And then I'm going to ask the devil with one rebuke to leave every person here, and I'll believe anybody that will believe Jesus Christ and accept Him, and His resurrected power will be healed tonight. Right here. You can accept it and go home and be well. I want you to bow your heads. Lord Jesus, I have tried with all my heart, Lord, in these past nights to explain, to bring to the people the love of God that He had for them when He shed abroad the Holy Spirit in their hearts. They're lovely. They sit in this hot building listening every night. But Lord, I realize that there's one thing wrong. That Satan keeps making them wonder, well, am I sure it could be? I pray Thee, Lord, that You will bless them and will heal them. And may Your Spirit be upon everyone just now. And may the enemy lose his grip. And may women and men and boys and girls, those who are sitting in the building now, with one accord, Lord, look to You as we're praying one for the other. And I pray that You'll break the hosts of Satan,
yes,
that great spirit of unbelief.
Yes.
Oh, God, knowing that He's the one that causes the enemy.
Yes.
He's the one that causes the defects. For all things are possible to them that believe.
Yes.
And when unbelief is existence, then God can't have the right of way.
Yes.
Father, may the devil flee tonight.
Amen.
Grant it, Lord.
Amen.
And now as your servant,
yes,
as I stand here in a representative way of your vicarious suffering and bleeding and dying under Calvary, when he was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquity, the chastisement of our peace was upon him. With his stripes we were healed. Lord God, I believe that and stand before your people as your representative. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As your ambassador.
Yes.
And I say to Satan tonight, you have no right to hold these people
Amen.
Any longer.
Amen.
They are believing. Their hearts are mending
Amen.
Him with God, wielding him with his spirit. And now I rebuke thee, Satan, you devil that's making these people suffer.
Yes.
Come out of them in the name
Yes.
of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Do you believe that you're healed?
Amen.
If you do, rise up and give God praise and glory.
Amen.
Stand to your feet if you believe
Amen.
You're healed. Clap your hands.
Six.
Say, thank you, Lord
Amen.
Jesus.
Six.
Thank you, Lord
Six.
Jesus.
Six.
All right, Brother Jose.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I could only do as God would show me what to do and what to say. To do this is the prophetic utterance of the Spirit that foresees what will be, what has been, what is now. That's only by grace that God does that. Now, lady, I just want to talk to you. If you're pretty sick, you can got a hold of you. That's all right. You just, I suppose you and I are strangers, are we? We're strangers, just. Never seen you in my life. As far as I knew, you might have seen me, but I never seen you. But if we're strangers, well then there has to be some way that we know something about each other. Is that right? God could reveal to you, if he wanted to, about me. Or he could reveal to me about you. If he's here and is risen from the dead, and I'm declaring it. Now if a man can say anything he wants to, well, if he wants to be truthful or honest or what, but that's up between him and God. But if God testifies that that man has told the truth, then God is testifying of his gifts according to Scripture. You believe that? You are a Christian. I was just something I have for everyone. And you're extremely nervous. You're suffering with a nervous condition. There's something wrong in your chest. Isn't that right? You've had an operation. But that operation is in the down in the lower parts of the it was a female operation, and appendicitis, they're taking your appendix out. Is that true? Is that the truth? Only God say another thing. You're not from this city. You're not from this nation. You're from Toronto, Canada. Or somewhere up along in Canada there, aren't you? That's right. You believe now? Come here. Almighty God, the author of life and this poor sick woman, I pray you to be merciful to her now. And as I lay these my unworthy hands upon you, it's only commemoration of your word, Lord, that I do this. And I ask that we take the initiative side just now. I in faith and she in faith, we come to meet you in prayer. And I say to the evil one that's bound her body, in the name of Jesus Christ, come out of the woman and leave.
Amen.
And may the God of heaven set her free.
Amen.
Amen. Now, ever what he said was the truth. That part, whatever it was, that was right, wasn't it? Now, do you believe me if I tell you what the future would be? You'd have a right to believe it. Is that right? Now, right now, of course, you're nervous because it's been an upset and just along that time of life what's making you be nervous like that. But you go on and be happy. Don't even pay any attention to it at all. Just give God grace and you're going to get well. Let's say thank you to God. Everyone bow your head just a minute. Lord Jesus, I ask in thy name to bless this woman and heal her. May she go from here tonight rejoicing, happy, praising you. For I ask that in Jesus Christ's name, may the enemy turn her loose. Amen. Now, sister, feel all right now? You're all right. God is healing you. Hear me all right?
Hallelujah.
Hearing comes to you and all the joy. Do you believe that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has risen from the dead and stands somewhere in this building, the unseen guest here tonight? But he's manifested himself to let the people know that he's here. Is that right? Well, if he had manifested himself to you, then he would be able to tell you, he would know your mind, what you were thinking about. Is that right? Because he knows their thoughts. Is that the truth? Well, then he could reveal to me what your trouble is. And if he would that be enough of vindication for you to accept your healing? Now you're going farther away from me all the time. But you're standing near a table, and you're refusing food. Yes, you have stomach trouble. Is that the truth? Go on now and eat.
Hallelujah.
Leave it all your time. You shall have what you
have. Amen.
How do you do that? Do you believe with all your heart, soul, and mind? Do you believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is present to make you well? We're strangers to each other. Would you like to get over the heart trouble? May God heal you, believe it, or just go on believe it, you will. Let us say praise be to God.
Praise be to God.
Do you believe it with all your heart? Believe that God makes you well? Believe that He'll make you. If I don't say one word, yet you're going to accept your healing. Is that right? Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll bless the woman. May she go from your life rejoicing and happy in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Now go be happy, thanking God,
Amen.
And you'll get well. Let's say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, everyone, just believe. What more? If nothing else is said tonight, Jesus Christ will.
Hallelujah.
You two are together, aren't you, sitting there in the pink dresses? You are praying. You are asking God to let me see you. I did. You're not from this city either. You're from a country where it gets real cold in the wintertime. Lots of geese comes over the country. I see it on the lake. There's a great building I see rising behind you. Why, it's Mayo Clinic. You're from Rochester. Is that right? Is that the truth? You suffer with arthritis. You suffer with a weakness. Is that right? You don't have prayer cards, do you? You neither one of you have prayer cards? Well, you wouldn't be called up. You just go on home. Jesus Christ. That's faith in God. You're bound to know that a supernatural being is in the building. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ in His power to make well. Sonny boy, do you believe that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is present now? Do you believe Brother Brandon to be His humble servant? Do you do that? Would you like to get over that asthmatic condition? You believe God will make you well? Well, let me pray for you. Lord Jesus, heal this little boy, and may he go from here tonight and be made well. In Jesus' name, I ask it. Amen. I go thanking God for you, boy, and be made well. How did you sit? Now look, you were sitting right there on the end of that seat a while ago. And when I was speaking about Simeon coming into people, you let out a great big shout. Is that right? What you've been suffering with left you right then. Now you go eat what you want to, or your stomach trouble left you sitting right there. Let's say praise God. You believe me or make me well? Thank God for the good people. Let's say praise be to God. In the name of Jesus Christ, may we go and be made well. All right. Let's say thanks be to God. The lady that just was shouting, when she was sitting there, she was healed, what? Even before the meeting began, when before, see? Now, she's going to be all right. Now, just have faith. Everyone in here can be made well at one time if you just believe. The Holy Spirit struck the woman. She believed just what I was talking about. When I said the Holy Spirit is here tonight, led you here for a purpose. And that's what God has done. Do you believe that?
Amen.
Here for the entire audience to bless each one of you and to give you the desire of your heart. You just have to believe. Have faith. God will bring it to pass. All right. Bring the lady. How did you sit there? Do you believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is present to make well the needy? Do you believe that all the evangelical doctrine of the Bible, you got several things wrong with you. Since a child, you've been a little nearsighted. When you was reading your papers when you was a little girl, you'd hold them close to you. You always do that. Is that right? When you was in school, you did. You also suffer with cancer. That cancer is on the right breast. Is that right? And you're a stranger here. You come from Des Moines, Iowa. Is that right? I go back and get well in Jesus Christ. Let's say thanks be to God. Are you believing, lady? You believe it, he'll make you well? If your eyes are going bad, that's getting worse all the time. You have heart trouble. Now, Jesus Christ has made you whole. Go on over that. Give me God for it. Come, bring it. How do you do that? Do you believe with all your heart? When I said heart trouble, that lady had a real funny feeling. Or he belongs. God bless you. Let's say thanks be to God. How do you do this? You believe with all your heart? You do. Now you're a very nervous person. See, not in a nervous, a shaking, a jumping. But what you're nervous at, it's a mental nervousness. Because you are a deep thinker. You're always thinking. You're taking other people's trouble. You cross bridges before you get to it. Isn't that right? That's the old expression. That's your nature, your makeup. What your trouble is, you got stomach trouble. And that's just exactly what causes it. It's ulcerated stomach caused from a nervous condition. All the sirens and belching and everything. Is that right? Floaty feelings. You're smothered when you lay down. Think you have heart trouble sometimes, but it isn't heart trouble. It's just the gas going up that tube to your heart. Do you believe you're healed?
Amen.
You're faithful.
Amen.
Let's say thanks be to God.
Amen.
Do you believe, lady, with all your heart? Would you like to be able to walk around again and get that old arthritis out of you? Go on off the platform and say to Jesus Christ. How do you do? You're worrying about your eyes and what's going to happen to them. Jesus Christ is your sight. He is the light of the world. Do you believe that? Go receive your sight in the name of the Lord Jesus. Your sister, may she receive her healing in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you. Let's say thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.
You believe, sister? You like your old little stiffness too, wouldn't you? Be made well again. Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll grant it to the woman in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Go rejoice and say, thank you, Lord Jesus. You were just healed, wasn't you? Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah.
You believe your heart trouble left you? How did you do? Back has been bothering you a long time. Just go on off the platform and set your healing in Jesus Christ. Have faith now, believe it. How did you do? Now get over your eye condition and go accept Jesus Christ as your healer. You'll get your sight. Now just believe God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Lady, you got a, there's your handkerchief in your hand there. You was praying, wasn't you? He heard it. You prayed before you come here. You asked for a condition, something wrong with one of your eyes. You got a tumor behind the right eye. Is that right? You suffer some kind of stiffness too, isn't that right? All right, you can go home and get well now. You didn't have a card, did you? You didn't have a prayer card. No prayer card. All right, go ahead. That's all right. All right. Oh, the Lord Jesus Christ is wonderful. His resurrection, his power. The Pharisees couldn't understand. What they could see, he knew their thoughts. He knew what they were doing. He only could know as the Father showed him. And what the Father showed him, they seemed was perfect every time. So they couldn't understand that. And why was he getting the people healed? They said, well, he's Beelzebub. He cast out devils by the prince of the devils. And what did Jesus turn and say? If Satan cast out Satan, his kingdom's divided. Uh-huh. Satan can't cast out Satan. Certainly not. Only God can cast out Satan. How can a strong man enter another's house? Now, many times that sometimes just speak one thing or something other wrong with the people. Maybe that's all there is wrong. Maybe there's others. But what the purpose is to try to get to see what all is going on with the people, yeah, to get you to believe. The main purpose that God is doing is to try to get you to believe His Son, Christ Jesus, died and raised from the dead and is living among you tonight just the same as He was standing here visible, like you see me or some of these other people. If you can do that, that settles it. These people, the reason, when that little shock comes, that they know that we're strangers. I didn't know what they did when they were little girls and boys. Well, how do I know? But mark it, how it happened. See? What does it do? I don't know what their future will be, but watch what he says. Pick it up on the tape and see what he says about it. Then you watch just exactly what he says. That's just exactly what it'll be. See? Just exactly. Go anywhere in the world where it's ever been in years and years. That's the baby. And see, if it's ever failed one time, there's dozens of people sitting here tonight. I don't say a dozen, but there's several sitting here tonight from Jeffersonville, from my home tabernacle. Many people have been through Jeffersonville and asked the officials of the city or anything you want to, and see if it ever failed one time. Jesus Christ cannot fail. Heaven's mouth will pass away, but His Word can't pass away. Now, this is His Word initially and right. That's His Word. But if He would speak anything through me, it would be secondary. But it would still be His Word. But if what you say through me, or any other man, or any other person, it would be secondary. If it didn't compare with this Word here, it's not right. That's right. This is the foundation. So it's nothing mythical. It's just truth. You believe that, lady? My lady, you really suffer. Terrible condition. There are many things going on. Complications, just many things. The first thing, your eyes. One of them's got gone, the other's cataract. And you also, you have the doctors just don't know what to do with you. Is that the truth? I see a doctor, a real short, so I shake his head and walk away from you. You've got a floating kidney, for one thing. You got a collapsed colon. Is that right? That's what he told me. I didn't get what he said. And you've got a dropped stomach, asthmatic, arthritis. Is that right? Well, Jesus Christ is here to make you well right now. Lord God, I bless this woman in the name of Thy Son, Jesus Christ. That the doctor came to the Lord, one of the other, but Lord, now, and heal her in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Believe with all your heart. You have something that makes people fear. It's a nervousness. That's that time of life. Jesus Christ make you whole, warm, rejoicing, happy. Say,
hallelujah.
How do you do, ladies? Of course, a woman of your age will have many things. The worst thing, and what you want me to pray for you for, is arthritis. Isn't that right? Jesus, I pray that you'll heal her, Lord, and that she'll get off this platform and go and live the rest of her days happy and healthy. In
Jesus'
name. Amen. Don't say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
That's right. Amen. All right. Now, do you believe with all your heart? Believe that Christ make you well? Lord, God bless this woman who I bless in Thy name. May she go from here tonight happy, rejoicing, and be made completely whole. In Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
I'm going to rejoice and say, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Right. Do you believe, ladies, you come? Do you believe you were healed today, there? So do I. All right. Come, ladies. Do you believe with all your heart? Believe in Jesus Christ to heal you. I don't say a thing about it. When you jump in, your back trouble left you. Are you a believer? Will you obey me as God's servant? If I'll tell you what's wrong with you, then you know that God speaks. Is that right? You got arthritis. Is that right? Now raise your hands up. Say, thank you, Lord. Stomp your feet up now. Say, it's gone from me. I'd walk the platform rejoicing. Now, brother, you had the same thing. Raise up your hands and say, praise God, all tonight is gone. That's right. Rejoice. Raise up your hands and say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for healing. Lord Jesus, heal our pain. Let's say, praise be to God.
Amen.
Amen. He's real if you just believe to be real. Is that right? Young man, I'm looking to you. If you just raise your face, if anyone sees what's wrong, see your paralyzed condition. But my heart goes for you. I got a boy standing right down there in a prayer line, standing there giving out, or bringing the people up on the platform about your age. I wish you'd be healed, son. I can't heal you. I wish I could. If I could, I'd come right off the platform and do it. But if you just let your faith rise up to Jesus Christ there, you get up and walk away from you. Right. You believe it, Mother? You believe it with all your heart? Now keep faith. Don't try to push yourself. Just simply believe. And what he tells me, I'll tell you. Thank you. How do you do, lady? Have faith in God. Believe that God is here. Little lady there from Charlotte, South Carolina. Have faith in God. That sight will all clear up. You'll get all right if you just won't believe it. How do you do? You're the patient part. Excuse me, sometimes vision upsets me. Yes, now. Been having headaches for a long time, haven't you, lady? About 30 years or more. Do you believe me that I'm telling the truth about Jesus Christ? You have something wrong with your ears also, and with your eyes. Is that right? Say it. You're from out of town also. You come from Texas. Is that right? You believe that? The Spirit of God. You're saying, this other thing, you've been out of the country. You've been across the sea. You're a missionary with your husband. Yes. You all have been somewhere where the, I believe it's either Czechoslovakia or Germany won. Is that right? Is that true? And aren't you a Baptist? That's a fact. Go on home. You're going to get well. You want to get that stomach trouble? Then go eat your supper and be you believe, lady? You don't get that free condition? The abscess. Go believe Jesus Christ and make you well. Let's say praise the Lord. You believe with all your heart, you'll deal with the heart trouble, you accept your healing in the name of the Lord Jesus and you'll be well. Amen. You believe with your eyes and get well now as you live? Amen. Then go and receive your healing in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. The little colored lady sitting there fanning. You don't have a prayer card, do you, lady? Sitting right there with the fan here. You don't have a prayer card. No. I've seen something. You got a trouble in your side, haven't you? Is that right? He heals you just then. So you can pray. Amen. Have faith in God. You believe with all your heart? That little lady sitting there with a handkerchief on her. She's got a leaking heart. Isn't that right, lady? All right, sir. You believe Jesus healed you just then when I spoke to you? All right, you can go home and get well too. Have faith in God. A while ago, you had a great serious shock. You thought something happened to you. I believe that's when it happened. Amen. Believe with all your heart. God will make you well. Didn't you believe that? You got intestinal trouble sitting right back there, haven't you, ladies? The third one going in that row right there. Isn't that right? You were healed right there in the colitis condition. God made you well. Oh, it's all over the audience. Anybody can be healed. Pardon? You're the patient. Do you believe what you see to be the truth? With all your heart, you accept it? You're suffering with a terrible nervousness, aren't you? Very nervous. You've had a lot of worry, haven't you? You're studying now about somebody. It's It must be a, it's a brother. You played with him. And he's an alcoholic, a drinker. Is that right? Go and may God heal you and save his life.
Are you ready to receive Jesus Christ? Do you believe with all your heart? If you believe with all your heart, obey me as God's prophet and his servant. Stand up to your feet and say, Jesus Christ, I believe you, and accept you as my healer right now. Well, I pray for these things. Lord Jesus, bless thee. And I pray that you'll grant it in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Raise your hands to God. Raise your hearts to God. Believe with all your heart. The Holy Spirit of God that fell on the day of Pentecost is over you. His Spirit